38 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodities this morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Much quieter than what we're used to seeing here on Mondays. Mondays have been pretty volatile the last few weeks, but pretty quiet here this morning. Markets continue to be a little bit on the mixed side. Weather forecasts in Argentina really mostly the same. Did see a few isolated showers around over the weekend. Expected some early this week, but coverage and total levels continue to be pretty choppy. The extended forecast continues to be leaning more towards the dry side, so we continue to get a little support from that. Too much rain really in parts of northern Brazil. That's slowing bean harvest there and also causing some delays in the second corn crop planting. So that continues to be a little bit of an issue. Still dry out in the southern plains, although the extended forecast does call for a chance of some rain. So we'll continue to watch on that. Looks like market just a little apprehensive today with President Trump talking about tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Just market's kind of a little cautious here on what maybe some grain trade retaliation could be from some of those countries involved. So we'll wait and see on that. But really, looks like just kind of a mixed steady to start here today. We do have May corn at 385 and a quarter. That's unchanged. July corn at 392 and three quarters, up a quarter. December corn at 404 and a half, up one quarter. May soybeans, 1070 and one half. That's down a half. July soybeans at 1078 and a half, down three quarters. November soybeans at 1040 and one half. That's up three and one quarter. May Chicago wheat, 503 and one half, up three and one half. July Chicago wheat at 517 and one half, that's up three. May Kansas City wheat, 537, up three and one quarter. July at 553 and a half, up three and one quarter. May Minneapolis wheat, 621, up three quarters. July at 629 and one quarter, up one and one half. Looking back at the meal product, or excuse me, the soybean products, we have May soybean oil, 3254, up 24. July 3272, up 23. We do have meal lower here today. May soybean meal 38870, down 420. July at 386 and three quarters, 38660, excuse me, down 380. Livestock markets are mostly higher here today. April cattle 122.70, up 52. June cattle 114.85, up 45. March feeders 144.05, up 37. April feeders 145.57, up 30. April hogs 67.92, up 35. We do have May hogs at 74.85, up 20 cents. Outside markets showing the dollar a touch higher, and equity markets down a little bit here this morning. Continue to watch the weather. Brian, also crop report out on Thursday morning, so those will be the two main newsworthy items here this week.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
That's Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco in Bloomington. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, cloudy and blustery with showers likely and a high of 44 degrees. Southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies. Light rain ends before midnight. Sam will have a low of 32 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 38 degrees at 9 o'clock.